Sammy Niku re-signed today. What was the biggest benefit for him during his latest stint in the NHL?
We got to see him play NHL games, and we got to see an improvement from his play last year. And just then quite a bit of time in practice and all the areas that a young player, defenseman, or forward need to improve, you get out in the ice with guys that have the answers for you. Just being on the ice with Josh Morrissey is going to make him better. He watches another player of his stature perform so well. So he got to soak in a lot, but he also left a positive impression with his play.
Any updates on Morrow and Andrew Copp?
Both progressing well. Joe Morrow's off the IR. He is full ready to go. And Andrew, like I said, he's getting better. He's back skating. He's not on. Didn't come on the one-off here today, but he's doing well.
Connor Hellebuck in goal tonight?
Nope.
Thank you.
Same skaters as last night's game, though?
Correct, yes.
How much do you build on that third period last night with the fact that it's back-to-back games here tonight?
I mean, the third period was impressive. I liked it. It's one of those games you leave the bench and you're not overly excited about your game, and then you watch it on video, and I was a lot more pleased with our game after watching it. So we did simpler things with the puck in the third period, which make us look faster because you're able to move faster, and we want to be able to do that tonight.
You've been in the league a long time. What are some of the difficulties of coming in at such a young age, like Jeremy has, and, you know, getting to know the league? What are some of the biggest things that a young coach has to get used to quickly?
Well, Jim Rutherford was my mentor at that time and said to me, the first thing you got to learn is what door to walk into in each rink and then take it from there. So this is a different league, and there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of variety in the styles of games that teams play. You got to learn 700 players and their tendencies. So there's a lot. There's a huge curve to it. But at the end of the day, once I kind of think I got over that part of it, it's still a puck. You know, the game doesn't change that much. It's still getting 20 guys to believe in an idea and play hard within that structure.
How long do you think it took you to kind of learn the tendencies of the league, the different players, the different teams?
I think it felt last month I was starting to get a hang of it. It changes, right? That's the beauty of the National Hockey League. It's changed from 95, which was my first year, to now. It's a completely different game, different style of game, different mentality of player. Certainly it feels like a different skill level. So I don't have an answer for you. Everybody's different. You've got good staff around you. I've always been really fortunate, had really, really good coaches to work with, and some experienced guys there that helped.
Do you think back to the last time you were here, Paul, into March? It was kind of a crazy night with Mr. Foster in net. Is that one of the stories that you'll tell your grandkids, or is it kind of already out of your mind?
Yeah, I every once in a while there's a joke about an accountant. We need to get an accountant. But no, I hadn't thought about it. Thanks for bringing that up. That's awesome. Really appreciate that. Yeah. No, you never see that, right? So there you go. It was not our finest performance.
As far as if Tyler Myers, if the impression was that maybe he had a slow start, you must have loved the way he's played the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, going back even further to that, Tyler has just hit the really great sweet spot for an offensive defenseman that can defend. He's in at the right time. The confidence is there in his game, but he's not pushing the issue. He's on it at the right time. And then we've always felt that from the blue line to the tops of the circles, because of his range, he could get down on pucks and get into plays. Confidence, seeing it's a good example. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the league. When you're feeling it, you're a more powerful player. He's skating again as well as I've ever seen him.
You have such an active D. When you have a defenseman like him that can get 8 shot attempts in a game, I mean, what does that do for your offense as a whole?
Changes the opponent's D zone coverage right off the hop. So when your back end is moving, and you'll see these guys were probably the team going back about 7-8 years ago that became the team that, you know, in some ways we modeled that blue line idea after that motion off the blue line. They're so dynamic back there. But it changes your D zone. When you can, interchange up top and have, you need forwards to be able to hold on to the puck, but D to be able to read that play. Dustin Byfuglien, you know, on two of the goals last night, it's the same thing. It changes their D zone.
We talked a lot about the fourth line. I mean, obviously, the read to Appleton was the right one. Like, what do you say to Jack after a situation like that that ends up in the back of the net? When the read was right, it just maybe wasn't executed.
So I don't say a whole lot on a guy if I think the read's right and the execution's not there. All I was watching for is their next shift. So first time we played Chicago, they had a real tough night. And after they gave up the first one, it didn't improve. So part of that growth process, not just as the individual, but the line, when you give one up, you can't be defeated. And you've got to get really focused on and showing the rest of the bench that meant something to you. And I thought they did that. They were really strong on the walls last night against some good size on those wings. And they battled pucks out. So I was pleased with the way they ended up